This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Every Day's an Event. I'm your host, Beth Benson, and we are so excited to be here today. Our special guest today is Miss Shelby Toole, and she lives in New Albany right now. She's going to tell a little bit about herself in just a second, but she does ceramics. Her company is called SJ Ceramic Co., and it's the cutest things. I actually wanted to get some of the stuff to go at my store in downtown Ripley. Maybe we can work something out in a second, Shelby. Like, it's just so wonderful and cute since everything's made in Mississippi there. We always start the show by saying a way that we've celebrated a little event the previous week. So, Shelby, do you have any ways that you've celebrated?
Yeah. So, I was walking in my yard the other day, and I noticed that my blueberry bushes will be here soon. So, I'm excited to have some fresh blueberries.
That's excited. So, did you plant those?
Yeah. I found them on sale at Walmart at the end of the summer, like 2 summers ago. And they were so tiny, and I got 3 of them, and I planted them in the side of our yard.
Uh-huh.
And last year I had maybe like a little bucket of blueberries, but this year I think I'll have even more.
Like, you can already tell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
They've grown a lot.
That's exciting and very awesome, because if you listen to last week's episode, I'm definitely not a grower of plants. So congratulations on getting something growing that you can actually eat. Okay, Shelby, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Shelby Jane Toole, and I'm originally from Sautilet. During my time at Ole Miss in college, I took some ceramic classes and just fell in love with clay. And after I got my master's in marketing, I convinced my husband that I should try to do pottery full time. I maybe convinced and told him.
Okay. I like that. Yes.
But yes, so I've been making, I'm the owner and potter behind SJ Ceramic Company, but I've been making for almost a year. So August will be a year of making pottery full time.
Do you just do it like in your garage at your house, or do you have like a little studio that you go to?
Yeah, so I have a detached garage in our backyard, and we wired it for electricity. The church we go to, my husband works for the church, and they actually wired it. And so, yeah, I've been making out of there. There's no heat or air conditioning, so it gets really cold and hot, but yes, we make it.
But you're good. That's right. Awesome. So tell us some of the things that you make.
So I make a lot of functional ware, which is like mugs and cups. And I love to make dinnerware sets, which they're very challenging, but a huge connection piece to families.
You like a good challenge.
Yeah, I love a good challenge. But yeah, any functional ware that you could think of, vases. And I also recently started making clay jewelry out of the porcelain that I use. So that's been really fun. It's just a different outlet, a way to use some leftover clay, but also a kind of whole different aspect of making clay.
So you say like porcelain and clay, is that the same thing? I'm sorry, I completely do not know anything about this.
Yeah, so I think like the word clay and pottery and ceramics is kind of like an overarching thing.
Interchangeable. Okay.
Yeah, but porcelain is the type of clay. So it's a very white clay.
Okay, so because a lot of the things that we're used to seeing in North Mississippi are like browns and blues, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So yours is white.
Yes, yeah, so that's called earthenware. And okay, it looks like it's from the earth, because it is. They're all from the earth, but yeah, just the rocks that it's used with and the minerals are a little darker, and then porcelain comes from a whiter stone. So.
Awesome. So do you just order it, like you order it online?
Well,
and it gets shipped to you?
Plug, shameless plug, I go to Marlin's in West Point, Mississippi.
And they have it?
To buy my clay, yes.
Trying to support local. That's not a shameless plug. I love hearing about different businesses. Like, who even knew that you could go buy porcelain in West Point?
That's right. You can order, but I try to support Marlin's.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, Shelby, so that was a wide overview of the things you make. What's your favorite thing to make?
I love to make big serving pieces, so like large bowls. And then I also love making sets of things, because in that you really have to hone in on like the size and proportions of everything to make them resemble.
Yes.
And then recently I've been trying to get into carving more of my pieces. Uh-huh. And so that's been fun, because sometimes you can just get on the wheel and just work and work, and you're just doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the product you've been producing. But it causes me to like take a step back and get creative again.
Really look at it. Do you ever paint on them?
So glazing can be kind of like painting.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. There's different ways, but you can like dip your glaze, or painted on with the paintbrush, but it's liquid glass, so it's not the same exactly, but it's similar.
Okay, so do you make little gifts to give to people, like for celebrate them daily, or what are ways that somebody could use your ceramic to celebrate others in their life?
Yeah, I think the reason I fell in love with clay is because it's a handmade object, and for me, it's just a reminder of not necessarily my own stuff, but my hope is that my work is a reminder just to slow down and enjoy each day. And so, yeah, I give my pieces to, there's been some fun couples in our church that recently got married. And so I've given them some gifts and then always given a few things out whenever, you know, someone's having a birthday, some earrings and necklaces.
My favorite thing about what you do is that you could give everybody a vase in your whole family if you wanted to, or you could give everybody like a mug, or you could give everybody earrings, and it could be almost the same, but since it's handmade, like none of them are exactly the same.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I just did some mugs for the seniors at our church. I feel like I've been talking about it a lot, but it's
no,
awesome church.
Okay.
But yeah, I just did some mugs for them, and so I did a variety of colors, which was really fun because just seeing like how each person got a different piece and how their personality matches the colors and the shapes and that thing was really neat.
I like it. That's awesome. So are you excited to be, I know you said this earlier, I don't know if you said this during the podcast, but y'all are about to move.
Yes, we're moving to Oxford.
So are you excited about that?
Yeah, we're really excited. I think change is hard for my personality type. I'm always like the grass is greener right where I am. But we're really excited for a new spot and making new friends. But also one really cool thing about where we are in life now is in connections and like social media and the internet and all that stuff is you do stay connected to your people no
That's
matter
right.
where you are. So
I love it. And I don't know if you mentioned whenever you were introducing yourself, but you are a very young entrepreneur. So tell everybody how old you actually are, because nobody can see us. I wish this was a television show sometimes so people could see who I was talking to. But tell us how old you are.
Yeah, I'm 25.
So that is like very, very awesome that you have this successful business and you're like doing well with it and you can keep doing this. The beauty of it, doing something that you love every day and making a living doing that, is that wherever you move to, you can still do it.
That's right.
I like it. So what about, I know you mentioned earlier that you feel, I don't know the exact words that you used, Shelby, but like you just feel at peace whenever you're doing it. So do you like make yourself get up at a certain time every morning and go to work, quotation marks, go to work? Or do you just kind of do it whenever you feel like it, whenever you need to be at peace? Like tell us a little bit about how your brain works.
I have peaceful moments. I wouldn't say that every moment is peaceful.
Okay.
Sometimes it is super relaxing. Sometimes it's like I'm making myself even madder, more frustrated because it is something you're making. But I try to stay consistent to a schedule. I will say most of the time I do my best work in the morning, but whenever it's close to shows, I just did Double Decker and Gumtree Festival and I really pushed it, did some late nights and early mornings, so I can kind of go into like zombie mode and just stay up really late and wake up really early whenever I need to. I'm working on, I've only been doing this full time for a year, so I'm working on having a better schedule that's more sustainable.
So if somebody wants to order something from you or for somebody else, whatever, how can they get into contact with you?
So I have an Etsy and an Instagram and a Facebook, and yeah, a lot of people that are not local will order off Etsy, and I have some selection of products on there. I will say I have normally more, so if someone's looking for something specific, they can always message me on Instagram or Facebook and we can
like
work.
If you don't have it made, you can make it.
Yes, I do commission work as well, so
awesome.
Always taking on commission work.
Do you have anything in any stores around, or do you just mostly do orders?
Yeah, I have work available at LA Green in Tupelo, some porcelain earrings, and then at the Karen Gallery, which is a few doors down. I have my functional wear there, as well as the Karen Gallery in Laurel. And I just got to see it this weekend for the first time in person. It's
How
a really
exciting.
Cool store.
Yes.
Really cool gallery. But yeah, so those three places. And then I just try to be involved in the community, doing like Tallahatchie River Fest and Double Decker, Celebration Village, all those things.
I love it. Okay, so what about, this is the summertime, and we have our kids home from school, and we're getting tired of them being home from school. Like, is there any type of play from like Hobby Lobby or anything that kids could do to get them into it? Or do you host any fairs, or not fairs, but any like and crafts days with kids? Or have you ever thought about that? Tell us your thoughts about children and clay.
Yes, and I will say, I think one thing I've learned is there's room for everybody in clay. And I actually got back into clay whenever I was in grad school and COVID hit. I started teaching pottery classes at the Union County Heritage Museum's Art House. So that kind of got me kickstarted, and I taught probably like 8 classes that year. So
that's
a lot.
Awesome. So obviously there's a want.
Yes. I mean, I've taught a few spring break classes for kiddos and some summer camps. The museum in New Albany really does a great job, like having events for the children there.
Yes,
and
yes.
So, but yeah, adult classes too. But yeah, you can buy clay at Hobby Lobby. It'll be air dry clay, so you won't fire it, but it's kind of like
right.
Play-Doh.
It's way safer for the little kids to do instead of firing that clay.
That's right. But yeah, and then I would say there's a lot of opportunities around. It's just reaching out to your museums and your art houses, your arts councils. Those things are going on for sure. And the museum in New Albany does a great job.
I agree. The museum in New Albany is amazing. If mm-hmm. you haven't been to that, that's one place you could actually take your kids to this summer because there's plenty of stuff for them to see inside that museum.
Yes. And they do like 2-week classes during the summertime. So it's like a variety of art classes.
So definitely check that out if you are thinking like, what the heck am I going to do with my children this summer? Okay, Shelby, I think we're about to be out of time. This has been awesome. I love seeing, I wish everybody else could see, but seeing, and I'm sure everybody else loved hearing about like our passions and turning them into jobs.
Yes.
I love it. And I can't wait for people. I'll post this on Facebook whenever the episode comes out. I'll tag you in it so then people can go and see the work that you've done and they can contact you if they want anything
Completely.
Made specially. Okay, thank
that
you so
great.
Much, Shelby. You're awesome. Good luck with the move this summer. We'll be thinking about y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to Every Day's an Event. We hope that you have been celebrating the everyday events in your life. And if you have, we would love to hear about that. If you want to let us know how you've been celebrating and you'd like to be featured on the show, you can email us at theshark1023@gmail.com or give us a call at 662-837-1023. Every interview that we have here on The Shark can be found on the website shark1023.com by clicking on the interview tab. We hope you tune into The Shark every day, and don't forget to make every day an event.